From Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Six Gun Trail by Eminem Lehman. Chapter 1. Tyler Justin slipped into his heavy horsehide coat and fur cap before stepping out into the cold March day. A spring thaw several weeks before had melted some of the snow, but now a freak, unseasonable cold snap had managed to freeze all the free-running water. Any weather here on the Grand Mesa, just north of the Uncompahgre Plateau in southern Colorado, was what one could call unpredictable, to say the least. Tyler knew that his neighbor Jed Simmons would be without water for his broodmares, and since his own spring ran year-round, there was plenty of water for his cattle and enough left over for the mares. Even though the two men had never been what one would class as good neighbors, Tyler could see no reason why the animals should suffer for the quirks of man. Several times he had seen Jed out chopping ice and knew the man needed help. Years ago, Tyler had caught Jed chasing Tyler's cattle off a choice grazing ground, saving it for his horses. Angry words had ensued. But Tyler didn't like having trouble with any neighbor, so now was perhaps the time to end this conflict. The two ranches were situated in a valley lying between timbered hills, culminating in a series of peaks high enough that snow showed at least 9 months of the year. In the summer, this proved to be some of the best cattle country to lie out of doors. The severity of the winters discouraged all but the hardiest, sending most of the ranchers in search of warmer areas. It was customary to figure on 5 to 6 months of feeding weather, which meant a steady job of hauling hay to cattle and horses with a toboggan-type sled. Tyler saddled up and headed for Jed's, figuring to offer the man a place to water his mares until the weather broke. Frost formed on the muzzle of his horse, and he turned his own collar up against the bitter cold of the wind blowing down the creek. While he rode, he speculated as to what could have happened in Jed's life to make him such a cantankerous old man. He was at odds with most everyone, and his method of caring for his blooded broodmares made Tyler wonder how the man expected the poor animals to even reproduce. But it was none of his business, really. Even though Jed had plenty of good hay ground, he absolutely refused to cut any hay, forcing his many horses to paw through the frozen snow each winter, just trying to find food. All the stock Jed kept under cover were a couple of saddle horses and an Arabian stallion. The set of corrals would be the envy of any stockman, while his house was a one-room log cabin with a sod roof and a woodshed attached to one side. But it was apparently adequate for Jed's needs. The smoke coming from the chimney told Tyler that his neighbor was home. He'd stopped just long enough to tell Jed he was welcome to water his horses at the spring, and then he'd head for town. He stepped onto the small covered porch and stomped the snow from his boots, and then rapped on the door. He heard Jed yell out, so he opened the door and pushed inside. The man's voice sounded like he might be sick or maybe hurt, a distinct possibility when one was working with horses or cattle. He stood for a few seconds, allowing his eyes to adjust to the dim interior. The little light coming through the one dirty window kept the room in semi-darkness.
"Well, damn you!" Jed cursed him. "You got some guts coming back here after shooting me in the back?"
The man struggled to raise himself on one elbow and reach his gun hanging from a peg on the wall near his bunk. Tyler quickly grabbed the gun, getting it out of Jed's reach.
"Just what the hell are you babbling about?" he asked with disgust. "I'd have to admit the thought had crossed my mind a few times, but I sure would never follow through. I came up here to tell you to bring your mares down to my spring for water instead of trying to chop holes in the ice for 'em. There's no need of those horses suffering because of our differences. Now what happened here?"
"Oh, no, you're not talking your way out of this, and you bastard," Jed snapped angrily. "I know what I saw, and it's you wearing that horsehide coat and riding a big sorrel. Yes, sir, I got me a damn good look at you just before you shot me."
"Then you ought to know it wasn't me," Tyler challenged. "I don't even own a sorrel. If I had a mind to shoot you, it wouldn't for damn sure be in the back. No, you best be looking somewhere else for the guilty one."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?